It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Okay. You got that one?
That was a good one. Silence struck all of Britain.
Well, we're not there. We're not there yet. That's
no,
coming.
Right, okay. This is a Donald Trump one.
Right. Yes, it is. Donald Trump called the British vote to leave the European Union positive despite concerns in financial markets. Speaking to reporters in Scotland at the opening of his golf club there, which he spent most of the time talking about.
Yes, the best. Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that. The presumptive nominee says voters are taking their country back.
You are on the world stage. Are you traveling with any of your foreign policy advisors? You knew this was going to happen today. There was going to be some sort of decision. Are you huddling with them to find out what the best way?
Well, I've been in touch with them, but there's nothing to talk about. I've been saying that I would prefer what happened. I thought this would be a good thing. I think it'll turn out to be a good thing. Maybe short term not, but ultimately I think it will be a good thing. And I've actually been in touch, and some, by the way, don't like it, and some do like it. You know, they're advisors. They're like everybody else.
In other words, I don't really know. Because two days ago, he did not know what this was.
It was a dance.
Yeah.
It was a dance.
He had no idea what he was landing in.
Amazing.
And then he was tweeting about how grateful the Scottish people are about getting away. And Scotland voted to stay.
Yeah, exactly.
More overwhelmingly. I mean, then it was like 62 or 64% of Scots said they wanted to stay.
This is going to be the problem when he's one-on-one in debates with Hillary Clinton for 90 minutes or 2 hours.
I think when he sits down for some serious interviews, the problem is that now we're in the detail part of the program, and he's going to run into some issues because and I'd love to. Who are the policy advisors?
Yeah.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Dennis Rodman, his foreign policy advisor on the Korean Peninsula,
Omarosa, yeah.
Captain Crunch, General Tires. I mean, who are his military advisors?
Colonel Sanders, all the greats,
right? All the greats, exactly.
Captain Obvious. Wouldn't it be great if they said all of them lined up?
Major Payne. Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
All right, wait, hold on. There's more. Listen to this.
Do you think anything you said in the United States influenced voters here in Britain when it comes to leaving the EU?
That's a good question. If I said yes, total influence, they'd all say, that's terrible. His ego is terrible, right? So I will never say that, Tom. I'd like to give you that one, but I can't say that. And, the question was, what do I think? And I gave my opinion a few times over the last few months. But I also said I really don't want people to listen to it because it's not me. It's about them.
He is the worst humble bragger ever. Right. It's like he's taking credit by saying he's not wanting to take credit, but really he deserves
that's a good
credit.
Question. He sounds a lot like the Miss America contestants where they like repeat the question and then they just keep talking until the music stops playing and then Lance Bass says, fantastic, Miss South Carolina. Thank you.
Well done.
Wait, now, but the thing is that for most of the press conference, and again, he's on the world stage, he arrives on the Trump helicopter, all the people trottle out of it, and when he walks up, there's bagpipers and he's talking about, he's on the world stage, again, he's having a press conference, world stage. One of the most important world developments of the 21st century occurred.
Absolutely. It's a moment to act presidential. This is when you see what you've got.
And instead?
My son, Eric, was in charge of the job. I wanted to come over here, and Ivanka and Don came with me to congratulate Eric. He was really, we gave him the responsibility of building the hotel, as you know, was gutted down to the steel and rebuilt. I think it's going to be one of the great hotels of the world. It already was, but it was in somewhat dilapidated shape. And we had a choice. We could fix it and paint it. Or
break into Donald Trump's.
That's the point is that they're playing, that he's going on and on and on about the golf course. This is the best par three in the world, okay?
Wow.
And he's using it as a promotional opportunity.
We have a new drainage system that's going to, it rains a lot here when it's really raining. It's the pace of play is not going to slow down, okay? It was doing like this whole thing. And then CNN was caught in the middle of it, and they're like, we're going to have to break, because they thought he was going
to
talk about important things.
It's an infomercial at that point.
Right, he's selling his brand.
Wow.
I mean, doesn't anybody get this? That's what he's really doing? I mean,
they can't be surprised by that at this point. You have to realize that's what he's going to do at these press conferences. He brought out his steaks that don't exist at one of those press conferences.
What do you mean they don't exist? They're right there, okay? All right, let's see. Let's move on, shall we? It's gonna. My blood pressure's rising.
It is.
It's rising.
Just 24 hours, less than 24 hours since the deprivation tank.
Number four.
Knicks point guard Derrick Rose. Let's get used to saying that. You want to say that? New York
that's
Knicks point guard?
Yeah, that's hard to hear.
Not really.
Injured Knicks guard Derrick Rose. Get used to saying that, unfortunately.
See, he's changing his number because he doesn't want to be number one anymore.
I think it's his old high school number, I believe.
24?
25.
Mm-hmm. Now they say he's not going to change it. Wait, we're being told he's not going to change it?
Well, the Knicks put a picture of it out there.
In front of a jersey that shows 25.
He's holding up today was 25.
Now they got an instant sales bonanza. Well, the 25 or the 1.
The New York Knicks put out, like, their official Twitter page was like, welcome to the Knicks, D. Rose, 25. Right.
Maybe they didn't ask him.
Yeah, maybe they didn't consult.
Maybe B.J. Armstrong told him that'd be okay, yeah.
Maybe they called and got his voicemail.
Oops. All right, well, there you go. Instant collectible.
He says he feels very close to his MVP form, but wants to prove... not with his mind, but with his play on the court.
I feel like I'm close, but me sitting up here and saying it, that's not going to do anything. Next year, I want to let my game speak for itself. Like I said, I've been preparing myself. I felt like last year I was prepared. I ended well. This year is I adding on top of that.
I don't understand a word of what he just said.
I was waiting for the moment they were waiting for.
I don't know what that was. What was that? Now, he told them he's not going to change his number, though.
Chicago is more than just like a home. Like, it grew me into the man that I am today. All my family and friends are back there. That's one of the reasons why I changed my number to 25. It's like I'm playing in New York, but I want to bring something from Chicago with me out here.
Wait, so he is or he isn't changing his number?
He is.
I believe he is.
But
it's
I don't know what
What is he saying? I'm not going to change my number because I want to bring some part of me from Chicago out here?
He said that he was changing it, but it sounded like he said he wasn't.
I wish he spoke English.
His open letter to the fans said, Chicago made me who I am, but it's time for a new chapter. He's going to bring the boy who grew up in Chicago and part of him to New York, but he's ready for something new.
Well, he's holding up a jersey with the number 25.
Yeah, I don't think the number one place.
Maybe he's looking at it backwards.
You know, and they say someone cheated for him on his entrance exams to college.
Several times.
I can't believe that.
What I was told by people who know him is that, remember Ben Wilson, the Simeon great, who was shot and killed, was number 25. And he's wearing number 25 now to remember where he came from. That's the same high school.
All right.
And bring some Chicago to keep Chicago close to his
heart. Oh, well, then that's okay. All right. Well, then that's I take back everything I just said.
Well, that sounds like a good story, but I don't know if that's his story.
Well, it is now, Violetta, because I have now
confirmed it.
Richard reported.
Yeah, he's
you guys can quote me on that.
Yes. Well, that's good. See, the Benji Wilson's number, then that's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what it's all about.
Okay. I'm not going to take any. I'm going to take another shot at him for that because that's the Benji Wilson very important story in Chicago history. So. Does he know why he was traded?
No, I don't know why I was traded, but I would like to tell him thank you. For real.
Wow. Doesn't sound so good.
My favorite stat is that, because it seems like Derrick Rose has been around forever, right? It's so long since he was MVP. He's 6 months younger than Steph Curry.
He's 27.
Does that seem possible? But it's true.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6 months younger than Steph Curry.
Wow.
Because you think of Curry as the new blood and everything, but, you know, that's, so he's still young, but he's got a lot of wear and tear.
A lot of tears.
Yeah. Tears.
Mostly the tears.
Yeah. Nice. There's not enough duct tape in the world to fix what's happened there. Top 5-5 continues right here on 720 WGN. That's on a Friday. It comes a little late because, you know, the drinking has to start. That's what happened.
Number three.
Michael Strahan appeared on Chelsea Handler's Netflix talk show. Mm-hmm. And she had some questions about this whole live with Kelly and Michael and what happened and why and where.
No, I don't. It surprises me. I thought I would, and I really haven't had a chance to watch it. But I think I've been working so hard for the last
7-8 years since I retired from football, that's been a relief. Like, I've had a chance to spend time with my kids. I've had a chance to travel. And I really haven't missed it. But I loved it. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. But when you get a break sometimes, you kind of go, wow, I kind of needed it.
Yeah.
And I needed a break. It was good. Good 4 years.
I don't know what to read into that.
I don't think that any of that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of any of that. And quite honestly, I don't know that I should care. Really? Is of all the things going on.
You've got bigger things to worry about.
When
you really do.
Everything that's gone wrong on the planet Earth in the last year, is Michael Strahan leaving Kelt Live with Kelly and Michael that much?
No.
It's low on the list. Yeah. That low on the priority
list. I think the most important person in his universe continues to be Michael Strahan by a wide, wide margin. He's got a clothing line now. He's getting to that point where it's like, he has actually passed the point, I think, of overexposure.
Isn't he a game show host now?
Game show host.
And he's on GMA.
GMA's paying him all this money. I'm like, you know, you can get him everywhere. He's doing, I don't know, is it The Pyramid? It's one of those shows, The Feud or the something. The clothing line, the sports.
When's he going to do a dental endorsement?
Oh, hey.
Number two.
This is not a human child. Make no mistake.
Oh boy.
Omen?
This is the anniversary of the release of The Omen.
Oh, man.
The occult horror film would mark the only significant acting role that little Harvey Stevens ever played as Damien. He was creepy, though.
That tricycle. That nurse had no chance.
Look at me, Damien. It's all for you.
Ooh, even listening to that, too much. Ugh.
It revived Gregory Peck's career, spawned sequels and television shows, and next thing you know, like, Antichrist becomes a household word. But then there was also this. I can't hear this without totally freaking out. I think they also use this in Hunt for Red October, though, and that confused me. All right, and finally,
number one.
Yeah, you know, like many of us, Jimmy Kimmel's loyal sidekick Guillermo was sad that the NBA season came to an end. But fortunately, Kimmel and singer Ello Black, who sang the national anthem at Game 7 of the NBA Finals, had a solution. Just listen to this song about Dikembe Mutombo that features Dikembe Mutombo.
I'm 7'2", size 22 shoe. Making people happy is what I do. With a magic flow, you feel your spirit grow. From the D to Dikembe to the Mutombo. Dikembe Mutombo.
It's simple as can be.
Dikembe.
Make everything happy.
He would be great as the Cookie Monster on Sesame Street. They should hire
his
him.
Voice.
7'2" Cookie Monster named Dikembe.
Right, they just scare children.
Yes, they can't get him in the same shot with the little Muppets, though. That's a problem.
You're a little bird.
He had to stand in an 8-foot hole in order to actually be on the show. All right. You know, that's time.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
The top five at five.